Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. Today we're looking at Psalm 91, the Air Raid Psalm. Here is Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91, the Air Raid Psalm, verses 1 to 8. Psalm 91 was called the Air Raid Psalm in World War II, when bombs were falling thick and fast on battered London. People found great comfort in it. Psalms are like that. You may read one in a completely different context from the one in which it was written, but God still uses that psalm now to bless those who read it and trust him many years later. Its basic message is that God protects and blesses you if you put your trust in him. That trust is richly illustrated as dwelling in the shelter of the Most High, resting in the nearness of the shadow of the Almighty, making the Lord God your refuge to hide in, and your fortress which no enemy can take by storm, being sheltered like a chick under its mother hen's wings, and having God's faithfulness protect you like an elevated shield. God's saving power is absolute. If your personal trust really is in God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's saving power will keep you forever. Nothing can stop that, including traps set to catch you, pestilences and plagues, terrors of night, whatever arrows are fired at you, and major calamities, claiming many others. If you turn from sin and trust Jesus' death on the cross in your place, when he bore your sins and judgment, God will save you not only from all those terrifying things, but also from the deserved eternal judgment against your sins. God is then in control of your life also. Your earthly life will last until he knows when to call you home to heaven. But unrepentant people will sadly receive the punishment of the wicked. Verses 9 to 13. Spiritually speaking, if you seek to dwell, spend time, with the Lord, God will keep you, protect you, and help you overcome every evil Satan would try to use to ruin your spiritual walk with God. Those things may, like the great lion, be too strong for you to combat, or like a cobra, be too quick and sly to outwit and beat. But God will keep you from spiritual harm, and the tent of your life will avoid disaster through faith in Christ. This does not mean you have no problems or battles, physically and spiritually. but in knowing Christ, you know God graciously will protect, keep, help, and bless you. Verses 14 to 16. If you know God, and thus benefited from his stated salvation blessings, now and eternally in heaven, you will love him, because he first loved you, 1 John 4:19, identify with and honour his name, call upon him in your prayers. Satisfying long life is good. His eternal salvation is even longer and even better. May God bless you.